Happy Friday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Friday, April 17th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's leadoff morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, has the stock market fully priced a positive resolution to the U.S.-Israel-Iran conflict? Our answer is likely, at least according to incrementally bearish signals from our crowding model. As indicated yesterday, however, other elements of our fundamental research summary and quantitative risk management summary that have longer forecasting horizons continue to signal blue skies ahead for, quote, dumb money bulls and storm clouds ahead for, quote, smart money bears. High turnover traders should sell the rip. Thoughtful, dispassionate investors should buy the dip. Eyes on the prize, whereas prize equals our bullish active themes, starting with our resilient U.S. economy theme, which we introduced in September of 2022 with a time horizon of 1 year plus from today, our bullish paradigm C theme, which we introduced in April of last year with a time horizon of 1 year plus from today, our bullish productivity boom theme, which we introduced in October of last year with a time horizon of 1 year plus from today, our bullish jobless recovery theme, which we also introduced in October of last year with a time horizon of 1 year plus from today, as well as our cooling housing and labor theme, which we introduced in December of last year with a time horizon of 1 year plus from today. A lot of bullish stuff. So as always, we'll wrap up with a question from our community here. This one's titled, is the stock market underpricing an imminent impact of a global oil shortage? It says, DD, Team 42, hello, Darius and friends. Hello to you. An anecdote, my flight to Europe this summer got canceled yesterday by Norse Airways due to, quote, extraordinary surge in oil prices followed by unpredictable fuel supply shortage constraints across the aviation industry outside our control, end quote. I wonder who and where else are companies pulling back on economic activity due to fuel supply shortages, and is there an oncoming wave of scaling back? And given that the traffic of the Strait of Hormuz is yet to rebound to pre-war levels, are we in for supply shock? So the answer is very clearly, yes, we're already in a energy supply shock. In our opinion, going to the question, has the stock market underpricing the imminent impact of a global oil shortage? In our view, no. We think the market already priced that in, and now the market being the forward-looking beast that it is already moving back to other themes, namely our bullish active themes or other bullish themes. But the key takeaway here in terms of our response to this question is there's always a full distribution of probable economic policy and market outcomes. Always. There's always a full distribution. And it's not our job to determine whether or not the market is underpricing this risk or underpricing that risk. It's our job to notice when the market shifts from pricing in one side of the distribution to the other side of the distribution faster than other investors so that we can put our buy orders a hand ahead of their buy orders and have their flows make us rich instead of the other way around, or put our sell orders ahead of their sell orders so that their sell orders aren't making us poor. So noodle on that, think about that over the weekend. We'll catch back here on Monday. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.